Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The search for a missing boater here at Falls Lake picks back up again this morning. Just ahead, hear from a man who helped rescue other people involved in the boat crash.
And this area of low pressure and trailing cold front is on the way. It is going to bring rain coming up. I'll time out the areas that will see those showers as early as this morning.
Also, the work to improve I-440 enters a new stage this week. What you need to look out for on your commutes as the effort to reduce congestion on the Beltline is moving forward.
And do you have your Powerball ticket yet? Tonight's drawing is now the ninth largest ever with a jackpot of $650 million. It could be yours, but you do have to play. Get the cash ready. Go to the gas station. Go anywhere, the grocery store. Buy your lottery ticket. It's so worth it. Thanks for joining us on your Monday. I'm Michelle McConaughey in for an HU.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, you could get the rest of the week off if you won that, right?
Rest of the year.
We are starting our work week with some unsettled weather coming off the weekend here, but not as bad, certainly. And Peter Sherwood in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at that radar right now off to our west.
Yeah, off to the west in Charlotte, we're seeing some light rain this hour. That light rain filtering in across Salisbury, and we are seeing dry conditions right now. But that is going to change throughout the morning. I expect those showers to set up in some of our western counties as we head into 8 o'clock. That is going to continue to filter in across the triangle around 9. And areas to the south and east, you guys have a better chance of seeing rain heading into the lunch hour today. Some thunderstorms will be possible as well with the heating of the day that could allow some rumbles in that area. But notice most of us heading into the 2 o'clock hour will be dry, especially you guys out there in Roxborough, Durham and South Hill. Mostly dry conditions will be possible in some of our north and western counties for today with those storms gradually moving out for this evening. Drier conditions possible for tonight. Looking live at Clinton this morning with cloudy conditions out there as we get the day started. It is very warm, 74 degrees in Clinton and Fayetteville, 73 in Raleigh and Durham. And for this afternoon, the clouds are going to act like a blanket and prevent us from heating up too much. 81 by the time we head into 12 o'clock, 86 for the afternoon high. Coming up, I'm going to explain how much rainfall we're expecting as we head throughout the day. Brian?
All right, Peter, 6:02 right now, a live look at 40 at 15501 between Durham and Chapel Hill. The headlights you see there are westbound, no delays there, and that eastbound trip right now from 15501 out toward 885, all clear at the moment. So we're in good shape there, and we're looking good around the rest of the triangle this morning. An exit on the Beltline is closed this morning, but it's a sign of progress. Let's go live to WRAL's Kelsey Coffey, who joins us with more about exactly what's going on and why. Good morning, Kelsey.
Hey, good morning. So that Melbourne Road exit on I-440 is going to be closed this morning and throughout the rest of the week. So if that's something that's a part of your morning commute, you've got a few options for detours. Jones Franklin, Powell Drive, and Western Boulevard will all get you back over to Melbourne if that's a place where you need to go this morning. This is all happening all while crews are constructing a new section of I-440 West between Western Boulevard and Melbourne Road. Aaron Moody with NCDOT says this part of the I-440 widening project is what's most needed. He's warning drivers to watch out for crews who are working this morning.
The fact that crews are going to be working close to the travel lanes in this area, just be mindful of the fact that they're out there doing their work for their safety and for yours.
The timeline on these kind of projects is never guaranteed because it's all dependent on weather conditions. But Moody says they're hoping to get that ramp closure all wrapped up by next Monday, July 17th. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Breaking news this morning. Police are looking for the person accused of shooting a man in southeast Raleigh. That shooting happened just before 10 last night on Ashburn Court near Rush Street and Garner Road. Police say the man who was shot was taken to Wake Med and is expected to survive. There's no word on what led up to that shooting.
And Raleigh police are also working to make an arrest after a shooting near the Walmart on New Bern Avenue. That shooting happened around 9:30 last night. Police say the man who was shot was taken to Wake Med and is expected to survive.
Crews will be back out on Falls Lake this morning as they try to find the body of a missing boater. Rescue efforts shifted to recovery last night, hours after a crash involving two boats. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live this morning, and we spoke to the man who saw these scary moments play out and actually saved another person who was involved. Laura?
Terrifying moments, Jeff, for everyone involved. Right now, we are standing outside the Holly Point access point. This is actually where crews were staged for several hours looking for that missing boater. As you've mentioned, that search and rescue has now transitioned to a search for the boater's body. Get a look at this video here of the massive response from dive teams, law enforcement, and first responders at the scene. A spokesperson with Northern Wake Fire and Rescue says a collision between two boats happened around 1:45 p.m. Three people were involved in that crash and one person disappeared. At this time, a storm bringing in high winds and rain was also passing through the area. We spoke with Shane Mosley, who was boating on the lake. He saw those two boats collide. Mosley and his friend saved one of the boaters and took him onto their boat after realizing the man was unconscious with his head in the water.
We jumped in the water. We didn't even hesitate. We didn't even think about it. We just did it because it needed to be done.
Authorities say the cause of the official cause of the crash is still under investigation. Crews will be back out here again this morning at 8 a.m. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Wake County.
Severe weather across the country is causing a number of delays and cancellations at RDU this morning. That is where you were looking live. We checked just a few minutes ago and we're seeing 18 delays and 5 cancellations. Many of those are to and from airports in the Northeast, where there is a backup of flights after hundreds of cancellations yesterday.
There's a manhunt growing this morning for a person wanted for murder who managed to escape from jail. Michael Burham is accused of kidnapping a couple in Pennsylvania, raping and killing a woman in New York, and setting his ex-girlfriend's car on fire. Investigators say he escaped from a Pennsylvania jail Friday after getting up on a piece of exercise equipment, and then he got through a metal roof and used bed sheets tied together to lower himself to the ground.
And Burham is a self-taught survivalist with military reserve experience. We believe he has previously prepared to conceal himself in the woods. We have located small stockpiles or campsites in wooded areas in the general vicinity of Warren. We believe these sites are associated with Burham.
Police say Burham is likely armed and may have gotten help to escape. Coming up on Today, the new lead investigators are following and the supplies they found at an unidentified campsite.
Investigators in Garner are working to find out what caused a deadly crash. Five other people were seriously hurt in this crash, including a child. State troopers say an SUV and a sedan collided Saturday night. The person who died is an adult. Troopers have not released their name. Neighbors say they rushed to help and used a hammer to break a window and pull out a person that was trapped in the wreckage.
Calmer weather is a welcome sight here at home. And some communities are still cleaning up, though, after the mess that the weekend storms left behind. This is the aftermath in Raleigh along Hope Mills Street. It's right inside the Beltline. This huge tree came crashing down and pulled down power lines with it. It is a perfect illustration of what caused a lot of the power outages we saw this weekend.
And areas of Roxborough saw some intense flooding as well. Look at this. Police Chief David Hess posted this on Twitter showing the high water along Madison Boulevard near Long Avenue. It was bad enough to close several roads.
We're at 6:08 right now. Repair work is starting this week on the Carowinds roller coaster with the broken support beam. What the state's top safety official says about when that crack may have happened.
And with hot weather comes an increased danger of tick bites. The warning top health experts have about a food allergy that could come after a bite.
And it's not going to be as hot today with a high temperature of 86 degrees. We're also tracking rain to move through. Some thunderstorms will be possible. And then we are going to heat right back into the 90s with the heat and humidity building back in. Coming up, I'll time out your rain chances as you head throughout this Monday.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
We're tracking some light rain this morning off into Charlotte. That light rain that you are seeing on our radar this morning will eventually move into our region, and we are going to see some of those showers develop as we head into the 8 o'clock hour, picking up around 9 and really staying with us as we head throughout the afternoon. Gradual clearing for this evening. We do have a better chance of seeing some of those showers and thunderstorms develop this afternoon, mainly for our south and eastern counties. It is also going to be not as hot as we should see those temperatures for this time of the year. 86 for the high in Raleigh, Durham, and Fayetteville today. But the heat will soon build in. Coming up, I'm going to show you how hot we'll get.
All right, Peter, 612 right now. We have our first crash of the morning. It's in the south part of downtown Raleigh on MLK, right around Rock Quarry Road. Not seeing any big delays with that just yet, but we'll keep our eyes on the sensors there, let you know how that's looking. Around the rest of the triangle, no trouble showing up on major routes here. Those major approaches into Raleigh, they're all looking good. 40 westbound through Garner, delay-free all the way up to the Beltline split near heading through South Raleigh. It looks good all the way out toward Wade Avenue and beyond, Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. The work to repair this broken support beam on a Carowinds roller coaster is expected to start this week. The park says a replacement support beam for the Fury 325 is arriving in just the coming days now. North Carolina's labor commissioner says he believes the crack may have started about 6 to 10 days before a park visitor got it on video. State safety inspectors found nothing wrong with the coaster when they examined it earlier this year, and there is no word yet on when that ride will reopen.
Police in Philadelphia now say one of the victims of the mass shooting there last week was killed nearly 2 full days before the gunman began shooting others. Investigators say they believe Kim Brady Carricker's first victim was killed 44 hours before he started shooting in a neighborhood, killing 4 more people. The district attorney says this does not change the charges that Carricker faces. Those charges include 5 counts of murder and 5 counts of attempted murder.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, we're following President Biden's major international trip this morning. We want to give you a live look now at 10 Downing Street. For about an hour now, the president has been meeting with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Of course, after this meeting, the president will be meeting with King Charles. He'll be meeting with King Charles at Windsor. That'll be the first time since King Charles became king of Great Britain. Of course, this is ahead of his major meeting at NATO, where, of course, among all things, the war in Ukraine will be discussed. We'll keep monitoring the president's visit here in London and bring you any updates here in the WREL Live Center.
Police in Cleveland, Ohio, are trying to track down the person who they say opened fire into a crowd. 7 men and 2 women were hurt when the shooting broke out in the city's busy warehouse district. That was early yesterday morning. One person remains in serious condition this morning, and the city's police chief says officers were working just feet away when that gunfire started.
A very visible presence of officers, but yet this individual decided to use that weapon and shoot individuals, even with our officers here. We can add 2,000 more officers. But what happened last night wouldn't have stopped what transpired.
Police are still looking for the person responsible for that shooting.
The North Carolina General Assembly is home to plenty of bitter partisan battles, but one issue has created some bipartisan unity: dissatisfaction with homeowner associations. The state legislature is considering a series of measures that would realign the power of these associations. Our NC Capitol team dove into the issue on both sides. And to read more, you can visit nccapitol.com.
Hotter temperatures in the summer can increase the chances of being bitten by ticks when you are outside, and that could leave you with an unexpected food allergy. The CDC is warning about bites from the Lone Star tick. Its bite can give you alpha-gal syndrome, which makes you allergic to red meat. Doctors say if you get bitten, remove the tick immediately, but save it so you can get a better diagnosis if you do get sick.
And it's not just the Lyme disease tick. There's the Lone Star ticks. There's other ticks that are indigenous to, say, the southwest part of the country, and they make their way back here as well.
And doctors say in addition to joint aches and diseases like Lyme and alpha-gal, ticks could also carry sicknesses like malaria.
Definitely something you need to watch out for in the hot summer days. We've had plenty of those so far. Meteorologist PETA Sherwood. We also saw some storms this weekend, PETA. Some pretty intense storms. Not seeing any rain right now.
Yeah, we don't have any rain going on at this hour. And yesterday, we did get, on average, about an inch to near 2 inches of rain in some spots. So we also saw those storms roll through and produce some damaging wind speeds. We are going to see rain today, but I don't think any of those showers and thunderstorms that will develop for this afternoon will be severe. Looking at this area of low pressure that's off towards the south and west, moving across Georgia and South Carolina, will continue to feed moisture in as we head throughout the morning. We are likely to see some of those showers that are out there in Charlotte move into our area by 8 and 9 o'clock. And most of those showers will set up across the southeast around the lunch hour. As we head into the afternoon, we could potentially see some thunderstorms develop across those southeastern counties, where we could see some pockets of light to moderate rainfall and gusty winds. But overall, as we head into this evening, we are going to see gradual clearing. And some of you guys out to the north and west, we'll see a decent amount of sunshine heading throughout the day. It is going to be quiet for tonight and tomorrow. We do expect sunshine throughout the day. That sunshine is going to be much welcomed compared to those showers and thunderstorms that we were dealing with yesterday and the cloud cover that we are going to have in place for today. Overall, Tuesday is looking like the best day of the week so far with low humidity and sun in place. Now, overall, we are expecting those higher rainfall totals up to a half of an inch on average for our southeastern counties. Areas to the north, like Roxboro, likely to stay mostly dry for today. Here's a live look at Dick's Park this morning, where it is cloudy. We're seeing some breaks in the clouds right now. It is currently 73 degrees in the Triangle, Southern Pines at 71, 69 degrees for Sanford. And this afternoon, the clouds are going to play a big role in how our temperatures warm up. It's going to prevent them from warming up too much, heading to 83 degrees by 1. 86 will be the afternoon high. We are going to see temperatures back into the 90s starting off on Tuesday, but the heat and humidity will build in as we head into the end of the week. Notice with temperatures in the mid 90s, that's going to come with additional chances of showers and thunderstorms.
All right, PETA 619, we still have this crash on the southeast side of downtown Raleigh at MLK and Rock Quarry Road. You see the traffic seems to be flowing pretty well through there according to the latest sensor readings. Not getting any indication that's a very serious crash, something that we'll be tracking here for the next little while. Still quiet in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro as well. Do want to remind you about that closure this morning, that exit at 440 and Melbourne Road. Live pictures from the scene there. Show you that section of the Beltline, that Melbourne Road exit, going to be closed for several days as the widening project continues out there. Again, that is a work zone, so you do need to slow down and pay extra careful attention.
Thanks, Brian. Wake County is preparing to meet the needs of thousands of people who are newly eligible for Medicaid, a big hiring push the country will be making to help address the new surge in applications.
And a North Carolina high schooler is now a top 5 pick in the Major League Baseball draft. We'll tell you which team is hanging its hopes on this youngster.
And here are winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
It's happened again. A singer gets hit on stage by an object thrown from the crowd.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending on our Monday, Brian.
Yeah, this time it's Harry Styles. Something hit him in the eye while he was performing in Vienna over the weekend. Styles has not given an update on what hit him or if he was hurt. In recent weeks, other performers, including Bebe Rexha, Kelsey Ballerini, and Drake, have all been hit by things thrown from the crowd.
I mean, this is just This has to stop. This is also not the first time that Harry Styles has been hit like that. Last year, he was performing in Chicago, and another person threw something at him. I don't understand it. Why are people doing this?
I'm baffled by it.
It's crazy.
I don't know. I'm reporting on it a lot, though. I hate it.
Yeah.
It
makes no sense.
No.
Yeah. Elton John doesn't have to worry about this anymore because he is saying goodbye to the Yellow Brick Road. The legendary performer wrapped up his 5-year retirement tour with the final show over the weekend in Stockholm. He posted a message to fans on Instagram saying, "What a journey this has been, and now we find ourselves at the end of it."
Just pure joy is what he called it. 330 shows on that tour to wrap it up. But Brian, as you know, it started back in 2018, this tour, and then it was put on hold with COVID, and he had hip surgery. So it's been a long Yellow Brick Road. And you got to see him once, too.
I saw him two times on this particular tour, yeah.
Awesome.
I'm jealous.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian. A high school baseball star from North Carolina is now a top 5 draft pick in Major League Baseball. The Minnesota Twins picked Walker Jenkins from South Brunswick High School with the 5th pick last night. Jenkins is expected to head to UNC in the fall. Also, a Wake Forest pitcher went in the top 10. Cincinnati Reds picked Rhett Lauder with the 7th pick. 21-year-old is a 2-time ACC Pitcher of the Year.
And a live look now at T-Mobile Stadium in Seattle, where the Major League Baseball All-Star Game will be played tomorrow night. You can watch that game live on Fox 50. The American League and National League All-Stars will hit the diamond at 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
We're at 625 right now. Construction work on I-440 is entering a new stage. What you need to watch out for this week as crews make changes that will improve your commute on the Beltline.
And today will not be as hot with a high temperature of 86 degrees. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible. And here we go again. Highs back into the 90s as we head into tomorrow. The heat and humidity will soon build in. Coming up, I'm going to show you the days we could potentially see a heat advisory go in effect.
And the search for a missing boater here at Falls Lake will resume this morning. Just ahead, I'll explain what happened as these boaters were out here on the water and hear from a man who tried to rescue someone involved.